Last Thursday, a fire broke out in the warehouse at ADM's Golden Peanut facility in Headland, Alabama. The company said that employees quickly called the local fire department. There were no injuries, and they're currently investigating the cause and assessing the damage. No word on how many peanuts were involved in that fire. U.S. peanut industry returned with a delegation from China. The group visited the China Chamber of Commerce of Import and Export of Foodstuffs to discuss the promotion of peanuts that the chamber conducts on behalf of the Chinese peanut producers. China grows about five times more peanuts than America. The chamber plans to promote the nutritional benefits of peanuts to consumers inside China to encourage them to eat more. Most Chinese consumers do not think peanuts are as healthy as almonds and other nuts. The U.S. industry is planning to cooperate with the chamber to provide nutrition information and other resources for that initiative. The group also visited the U.S. Embassy and learned a little about the popularity of e-commerce for purchasing food coming into China. This direct-to-consumer business model is growing rapidly, even for food purchases across the country. The team also traveled to Qingdao, a coastal city in the Shandong province and the capital of the peanut industry in China. In Qingdao, the group participated by visiting the leading producer and marketer of edible peanut oil. The group also visited an export of high-quality edible peanuts to Europe and other international markets. The American Peanut Council group toured Kofo, which is located about 250 kilometers northeast of Qingdao. This company is currently building a new facility to process peanut snacks and make peanut butter, with plans to build the domestic market for their product. They say they're going to work hard to work closer with the industry in China and selling them peanuts in the future. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.